Hi, I'm Tom Hall. Welcome back to Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast here on 88.1 WYPR. When the Supreme Court handed down the famous Brown decision in 1954, it became illegal to segregate public schools in America. The first school to be integrated in Baltimore, however, admitted its first African-American students a full year and a half before the Brown decision. My guests this morning are both graduates of that school, the Baltimore Polytechnic Institute. Milton Cornish joins me in the studio. Mr. Cornish was part of the first group of black students to enroll at Poly in 1952. Mr. Cornish, welcome to Maryland Morning.
Thank you for having me.
Milton Cornish and some of the others who integrated Poly are the subject of a video documentary called Blazing a Trail Before Brown. It's by Kevin Tolson, a young man who graduated from Poly last spring. Kevin Tolson is now a student at Duke University, and he joins us on the phone from Durham, North Carolina. Kevin Tolson, thanks to you, too, for being here.
I'm happy to be here.
Now, Kevin, let's start with you. You made this video documentary with a classmate of yours, Sam McLaughlin. What was the impetus for making this documentary?
What we wanted to do was chronicle the legacy of our high school and have an opportunity to share this story on a national level.
So, Mr. Cornish, set the scene. You are 14 years old, I guess. You've just finished your eighth grade year in school, and all of a sudden you're invited to enroll in Baltimore Polytechnic Institute. What did that feel like as a young kid?
Well, it was kind of strange because I'd never even heard of Baltimore Polytechnic Institute, but being a kid, I enjoyed learning, and it was a chance to get a better education. Once I found out about the school, I was very excited to be part of the experiment.
But it must have been an awful lot of pressure.
It was a lot of pressure. In fact, I think I put more pressure on myself than actually was there, I guess because I wanted to succeed, and so many people were behind me, and I didn't want to let them down.
Kevin Tolson, one of our filmmakers, once the Brown decision came down, it sparked riots in much of the South. But your documentary makes the point that the first class of black students to arrive at Poly did so without a whole lot of public outcry. Why do you think that was the case here in Baltimore, where it wasn't the case a couple of years later in the rest of the country?
Well, I think that Poly's administration set the standard initially for how the integration would take place. When you have these students coming in from the African-American communities, you would assume that there would be community outroar and outrage against this, but Director DeHuff made it clear that these students would be treated just like Poly students because once the decision was made, they became Poly students, so they were no longer black or white. They were Poly boys.
88.1 WYPR, this is Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall, and I'm speaking with Milton Cornish here in the studio and by phone with Kevin Tolson. Now, Mr. Cornish, it's one thing for the principal to sort of lay down the law, but it's quite another thing for people in the school to actually be welcoming and open to you. What was your experience on a personal level with the students and the teachers, for that matter, at Poly when you first arrived?
Well, of course, at first, it took some time for us to get used to each other, really. Walking down the hall, sometime I would have people staring at me. And the teachers, it took some time for them to really get to know me, too. But once they found out I was there, just like all the other students, and my primary purpose was to get an education and to learn. And once the initial newness wore off, then, like Kevin said, I became a Poly boy.
Now, I assume that you also developed a pretty close bond with the other students, the other African-American students who entered in those first years with you.
That is true, because a lot of times we're the only African-American in our class, so we're still essentially segregated. And the only time we saw each other, if we were lucky enough to have lunch together, we would congregate at the same table because it was a way of bonding and maybe getting some reinforcement because they were going through the same thing that I was. Each year we were there and new groups were coming in, and as they came in, we sort of took them under our wing because they were going through essentially the same thing that we went through our first year.
So, Mr. Cornish, several prominent African-American leaders, folks like Bill Cosby, I think of Juan Williams, have been pretty critical of black culture, especially young kids today. What's your take on whether or not subsequent generations have taken full advantage of the trail that you blazed?
It's kind of strange because I've had sort of a on-again, off-again question that's going through my mind. Sometimes I question whether I actually made any difference at all from seeing the results of the educational system and whether the kids are really taking advantage of the opportunities that are out there. But then again, I'll come in contact with guys like Kevin and Sam, and they give me a hope that maybe I did do something that was good. Well, I did make a major difference, because when I went back to the school at one of the assemblies and I saw the faces staring back at me, I said, okay, good. We were successful.
How has being a graduate of Poly changed your life?
I tell you, it has opened, I think, more doors for me than would have been opened if I had gone to Douglas, which is where I had originally planned to go before going to Poly. And in my life experience and working in almost every place I've worked, I worked with the city of Baltimore for 6 years, and then I went with the Army Corps of Engineers, and I worked there for 36 years. Every place I worked, almost every section or branch, I ran into a Poly graduate. And yeah. it's been like one big family.
Now, Kevin Tolson, is Mr. Cornish a legendary figure at Poly? I mean, did you, for example, know of him and his achievements?
Well, before doing this video, I did not. And actually, this story was something that was known locally in some areas, but it was not widespread. So once Sam and I decided to do our documentary on the integration of Poly, that was our charge. We wanted to take this story from being something that a few people knew and making this into something that people could listen to over and over again as a part of their history.
Well, Kevin Tolson, good luck as you finish your first semester at Duke University.
Thank you very much.
And Mr. Cornish, I really enjoyed meeting you and speaking with you today.
Thank you.
Kevin Tolson, along with fellow student Sam McLaughlin, won the 2006 Special Prize in Maryland History from the Maryland Humanities Council for their video documentary, Blazing a Trail Before Brown. Milton Cornish will join the two young filmmakers Saturday at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum, and they'll share their experiences as part of a program called Discovering National History Day. For information, please go to our website at wypr.org. 88.1 WYPR, after the news on Maryland Morning, reaching even further back in Maryland history, rediscovering the slave community that produced abolitionist Frederick Douglass.